Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris and Don One Podcast, episode 1010. How you living? I'm living swell. Before we begin today's podcast, I first like to tell you guys this. I wish all of you a happy Merry Christmas and a happy new year. I hope you get everything that you want, everything that you deserve. And I want you guys to be careful out there. I want you guys to be safe out there. Stay blessed. Okay. Practice your social distancing. Still wear your mask. It really doesn't matter which side of the fence that you're on. Are you on the side of the fence that took the vaccine and took the booster shots? Or if you're the person on the other side of the fence that chooses not to, it's your body, it's your right. Whatever the case may be, still practice social distancing and wearing a mask. Stay in small, controllable groups instead of massive groups, like going to a club or going to church or just going to some type of service where there's a number of people out there and you don't know what they have. You don't know if they're practicing social distancing, whatever the case may be. Just be careful out there. Okay. Be safe and be blessed and be careful out there. So with that all being said, let's get into today's topic. Still, we're going to stay consistent, all right? Sometime next week, I believe maybe Wednesday or Thursday or whenever, I'm going to upload another episode because normally I upload these episodes on Saturday, but due to the holidays, I'm not going to be able to upload one next Saturday because next Saturday is Christmas, so we're going to still stay consistent. We're going to still keep cranking out these episodes. And I'll probably upload the Christmas special edition sometime Wednesday or Thursday. You don't have to listen to it Wednesday or Thursday. You can either listen to it Wednesday or Thursday. Or you can, if you've got your Christmas dinner done and You unwrapped your gifts and you got some time to listen, then just listen to it on Christmas Day. But nevertheless, I'm the best, and let's get into today's topic. So, I was on Facebook, and I was, going through Facebook, rummaging through what everyone's posting. Which, by the way, I kind of like Facebook. I like all the social media apps. But with Facebook, you can pace at your own leisure. Everything is not in your face. And on Facebook, there are, Facebook groups you can go into. There's podcasts that you can listen to. They have Facebook. There's shows on Facebook, videos on Facebook, as well as posts and pictures and things of that nature. Everything is in one neat box with Facebook. You don't have to go from one page to the next page. Everything is simply there. And that's one of the reasons I like Facebook. I like all the social media apps. I like Twitter. I like Instagram. But Twitter, Instagram, it don't really take me a lot of time to go into it and see what I like and then move on. I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram or Twitter or even TikTok, even though I make content there. Same thing to be said for YouTube. But Facebook is more personal. And I can just go into it, and everything is on one dashboard. And I remember as I was scrolling through the post, as well as sharing my latest episode of my podcast on one of the groups, someone asked a question, and the question went as followed. He's at XYZ podcast, and he's got consistent people coming to his podcast, listening to his podcast, and he talked about and he showed off his stats, and then he was asking everyone in the group a question on how to monetize his content, his podcast, and he was just asking for different suggestions. And a lot of people came out with different came replied to them with different suggestions and things of that nature. But the boat, but the boatload of them are, well, and you kept hearing this theme over and over and over when you read all the comments. Well, if you love something, you really don't have to monetize what you love. Or you kept hearing content, you kept hearing comments such as, you know, it's amazing how when people start their own podcast, the first thing they think about is money. And, you know, they should just love to do it. Pretty much shaming him. So I replied and I said, well, can't you have both? Can't you love something and get paid doing something that you love? Can't you have the best of both worlds? Why do you have to choose one over the other? And there are a lot of successful podcasts, and I feel like the number one reason why those podcasts are so successful is because they love to do them. You feel the passion in the content. They love, you know, going to the studio, having a mic in front of them and talk about, you know, crazy conversations and topics. And like if, you know, like a podcast that has more than two or three people, they just bounce out. They just bounce ideals off of each other. And it's organic. It's not something that's factory made. Okay. And you can tell the passion in their voice, but you can also tell that they love what they do. They don't perceive this podcast as a 9-to-5 job. They don't say, well, you know, I'm going to my job. I got a podcast to do. Well, let's go. You know, they enjoy doing it. And by the way, they get paid very, very well. There's a lot of successful podcasts out there that are getting paid very, very well. And a lot of people gravitate to these podcasts and they come every week or every other week or every day of the week and check out the latest, newest episode from said podcast. And it's funny, you don't hear anybody in either in the comment sections or on social media, or if the podcast has a Twitter page or Facebook page, an Instagram page, you never hear the comment of, well, y'all should just do it for the love of it instead of making a quick buck off of it. When I think of podcasts, I think of a lot of podcasts that I gravitate to and I listen to. You know, Joe Budden used to be one of those podcasts I would listen to. There's a lot of sports podcasts I like listening to. You know, Million Dollars Worth of Game is a podcast that I'm in and out, but I really do like listening to it. There's a lot of podcasts out there that, you know, I like gravitating to and listening to. You're also seeing a wave, a movement, sort of say, of different content providers from all walks of life, coming from all different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever the case may be, wherever they get the fame from, transitioning into the podcast space. You're starting to see a lot of those influencers, those content providers, those content makers, those influencers, those stars creating their own podcast. And I feel like this is going to be the new space. And I, you know, talked about this 5 years ago, to be truthfully honest, 5 or 6 years ago, I talked about how podcasting is the new wave and everybody's getting on board on it. And it's going to be the new space. Everyone is going to, if you have a following, or if you're entertaining, or if people come to gravitate to you, then podcast is the way to go. But You never hear people on these successful podcasts critique or criticize those top-notch famous podcasts. You know, we always are critical and we critique the podcasts that are trying to get their footing in, or the podcast that, you know, has a following but not a huge following. Have listeners but don't have a flock of listeners. And a lot of people seem to forget, you know, they forget that Rory and Maul or Joe Budden or Million Dollars Worth of Game or DJ Academics or I'm trying to think of other podcasts I listen to, or Kevin Hart. People seem to forget when they started, they wasn't pulling those type of listeners or those type of views or those type of followers or those type of subscribers. You have to start somewhere, is the point I'm making. Today's podcast that you're crapping on could be tomorrow's sensation. There's a podcast, a new podcast that's created every single day. Now, a lot of people say they're a little late to the party, but it really doesn't matter if you started early when the wave started creating or you're just starting now. There's always a new podcast that's created, because that's what the space is. That's what the space is giving you. And for every podcast for every famous podcast that's already made it, that's already doing their thing, or the in-between podcast that was doing it for a little bit, but now they're starting to get their feet together, and now there may be a situation where they can be the next big thing, or the podcast that just started today. Everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone has a beginning. And my point was, when I was reading the guy's message, he was asking for suggestions, which, I feel like that, to me, asking people that really don't know you or don't really support you or really not subscribe to you or don't even know you from a can of paint, and you're asking for their opinion and their suggestion, is the great unknown. Because you're going to get it raw from them. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're not going to, pat you on the back. And a lot of these people that you're asking an answer to, majority of these people do not like you. And these people are going to critique you. I tell people this, when you're a content provider, your worst critic is not going to be yourself. Your worst critic is going to be someone that failed in that space. That's going to be your harshest critic. The guy, the gal that was trying to get success, that was trying to start something in that space, and it just never happened. It never materialized. And now they're just a viewer. They're just a listener now. They given up on the hope, and they given up on the dream of creating a podcast. So they're sort of bitter about that. And sometimes the best criticism or the best critique is not coming from a place of common sense. It's not coming from a place of love or passion. It's not coming from a place where they don't want you to make the same mistakes that they made. Majority of the time, it's people that that are critiquing you, they have failed in that space. And they're hurt. They're bittered. They're upset at the world. So when they see you and they see that passion in your eyes, they see that you're still believing in your dream and you're getting a little success, not a lot of success, a little success, when they start seeing what you're doing, well, obviously, they're going to be critical of your passion and of your dream. And I feel like a lot of people are in that mode. It's not the fact that they don't like you. It's the fact that they see something that they saw in themselves. And a roadblock in their dream was in front of them. And they couldn't avoid that roadblock. So they given up. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is when you're asking someone to be successful in a space that at the time they're in, they're not even successful in that space, they're going to be very critical of you. I feel like you could love something and get paid for it. You can still have passion into something and get paid for it. And it shouldn't be an issue. I feel like a lot of people get the thing twisted. They do. They simply get life twisted. What do I mean by that? Why did I say that? Why do I feel like people get things twisted? And the reason why I say that for the following. I feel like a lot of people out there have the best intentions. Everyone has good intentions. And when you're critiquing or giving some advice, sometimes you have to check your ego at the door. Sometimes you have to fall back. And if someone's really asking for your advice, particularly in podcasting or whatever walk of life you're in, I feel like it's your job. If you really felt passionate about it, then you should bring that person to the side and tell them what you did wrong, what you did right, what you feel like they should do, what you feel like they shouldn't do. I feel like we all have dreams and we all work hard for our dreams. First of all, we all pray, right? But what good is praying if there's no work behind it? All you're doing is just talking to the Lord. If you're not putting work and progress in your prayers or in your dreams, then they're never going to come true. They simply not. No matter what you believe in, what religion you believe in, what walk of life you come from, if you're not passionate and if you don't work to fulfill your passion or fulfill your dream, then you're not going nowhere. It's not going to happen. And just because you have an ideal, you believe in the ideal, you have passion in the ideal, you're seeing some growth in the ideal, you're seeing some success in the ideal, there's nothing wrong with asking someone who's either been there or done that, or trying to get over the hump for advice of getting monetized. Because that's the bottom line. The bottom line is we all have dreams. We're all passionate about our dreams. But, you know, even though we don't say it subconsciously, we think it. I like to get paid for my passion. I would like to get paid for my dreams. And I feel like we shouldn't down anybody because they're looking at all angles. And maybe that's probably one of the reasons why it didn't work out for you. It probably didn't work out for you because you were not looking at all angles. There's no wrong or right way to the road for success. There's no wrong or right way. It is just not. So, I commented. I said, I just don't understand why people are backhanding him and shunning him because he asked a simple question. I love the work I do with this podcast. I see the growth in this podcast. I see the development in this podcast. How you monetize this growth? How you monetize this passion? Some people wake up to life going to work. Other people wake up to life going to their career. Some people wake up to life. They wake up, get ready for work, and don't even think about or have the mindset of, oh my God, I gotta go to this nickel and dime job. I hate this job. Yada, yada, yada. I hate working. Some people just simply get up, get themselves together, get their food, and just go to their career or go to their job, and they're happy. And we do not critique them or criticize them and look at them and say, oh man, you go to your job, you go to your career, and just the passion of it, you're not fulfilled because of that, because of the passion. You should be fulfilled because you're doing something that you passionately enjoy. And that should be enough. We don't treat other walks of life or other careers or other workplaces. We don't be critical of people that go to these places and go to some place where they love to work at. It's not a job to them, and they get paid for it. So why should we throw stones at someone that is doing something that they passionately love? They love doing it. It's not a career to them. They don't perceive it as a career. It's something that they think about every time they get up and every time they go to bed. It's something that they see the growth in it. They see the development in it. And we don't shun them because of what they're doing. We simply don't. Some people have the wrong ideal or the wrong misconception of dreams and passions, and watching your dreams and passion grow from the garden, and now you got this beautiful garden out there that not only feeds your dreams and passions and your aspirations, but also feeds and other people's passion and other people's beliefs, where people will say, wow, he or she is really doing it. They are killing it. One of these days, I'm going to be in the same situation like them. People do not see it that way. So, to all the influencers, no matter if you're on top of your game, you're midway in your game, or you're just now starting, the podcast is YouTube content creators, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, streaming, whatever the case may be. Whatever field or walk of life that you're striving to be successful in, you should have the mentality of, I want to see this. I want to see how far this could take me. And I want to see if my dreams and passion is like something other people can look at and say, well, I want that too. And you should share that wisdom. A lot of people, when they get successful or they get some success, I feel like this is for people that just get some success, not a lot of success, some success. When they get to a certain point, they don't want to share how they got to that point. They want to hide how they got there. And when they see people that are starting, and when they see people that is at the beginning stages, they start talking about them. Like, there was this one streamer, and he had like 200-300 people on his live stream, and he made the comment, if I don't have 100 people watching me during the live stream, then I'm not going to do it. Why waste all that time, all that energy, all that internet just to stream to 5 people? And I was thinking to myself, my guy, you was that guy years ago. You was that guy when there was only like 2 people. There was 5 people in your live stream, and you was one of them. We was all that individual. And then something happened along the way. You started creating a fan base. You started getting successful. And then those 5 people turned into 10 people, then 15 people, then 100 people, then 200 people. But you're not looking at the bigger picture. You're talking about, well, I'm not streaming if I don't have 100 to 200 people watching my live stream. Even though there are people that have 1,000 or 5,000 people watching their live stream, that's averaging that. And they can probably have the same, they probably can believe the same thing that you believe. Wow. If you got 100 or 200 people on your live stream, I'm not live streaming for 100 or 200 people. You see what I'm saying? You're streaming enough where the newest person will look at that and say, oh, that's an accomplishment. But you're not streaming nowhere near enough than the people that are on top of their game, that have 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 people watching their live stream. And they can have that same ideal or belief that what you have. And they'll probably say, well, if I don't have 1,000 people or more watching my live stream, then I'm shutting it down. They can have that type of mindset that you have about people that only stream to 5 people. In other words, there's levels and there's steps. There's levels to this. You're never going to be, no matter if it's podcasting or live streaming or an influencer, or if you do music or acting or whatever the case may be, you're never going to be at a situation where you're doing more than anybody. Everybody's not for everybody. So, yeah, I had to throw that out there. I had to, and I'm sorry if I fumbled my words. I hope you guys listen to this podcast from start to finish. I hope you guys take some wisdom from this. Maybe change your perspective on how you feel or how you think about people that are just now starting the game or midway in the game or at the top, the apex of the game. And maybe feel appreciative that, okay, there are some accomplishments and achievements. No matter what level of the game you own, you can appreciate and you can be proud of. And I hope people take stock into that. I think another thing I hope people take advantage of is not be so critical of people that have a dream, they have an aspiration, they have a goal, and they want to see how far it'll go. And I feel like we all should, instead of being critical of people, I feel like we should all be appreciative of people, because that only makes the space better. It only adds more growth in the space. When people stop believing in that space, or when people stop making content for that space, that space becomes non-existent. The reason why rap and hip hop is embedded in the culture, and it will survive no matter how many rap stars that make it one day, that's on top of the charts one day, and then next day they're non-existent. And there's always a new star on the horizon that we haven't heard about yet that comes. It's always a new flavor. And that's what makes rap, and the culture of rap is never going to die. Yes, you're going to have years. You're going to have up and down in years. You're going to have music that you may be feeling, you may not be feeling. It may be different flavors that you like versus different flavors you don't like, yada, yada, yada. But hip hop will never die. The hip hop movement, the hip hop culture will never die. And that's on any walk of life. It doesn't matter if it's gaming or sports, whatever, podcasting, whatever. The culture is bigger than the people that are creating content for the culture. That's how big the culture is. It's never going to be a day where there's this one guy or one individual that's bigger than the culture. It will never happen. You will have people being successful from that culture, that came from that culture. But when they are gone and they no longer want to do it no more, there's always going to be the next one. And that's what pretty much I'm saying. So, yeah, I'm done with that. You know, guys, tell me what you think. Like I said, I'm going to come out with another episode sometimes next week. I don't know if it's Wednesday or Thursday. Maybe I kind of want to put space in between the episodes where they don't intertwine with one another. And I don't know how long it's going to be, but I want to keep this consistent. I want to keep this thing going, this train going. And like I said, you can either listen to it when it's processed and, you know, and it goes into podcast stations with the podcast centers, or, you know, you just wait until Christmas Day and listen to them then or whenever. But I kind of want to keep this thing consistent. It just seems like the numbers are getting better when it is consistent and I start seeing the numbers. Like last week's episode, I keep monitoring it, and I monitored it 2 days ago, and it was like 7 people that listened to last week's episode, which I thought was good. I go today and look at it, it done more than doubled. So we're gonna keep this thing going. And I think I got some good talk for you guys, some good shop talk for you guys next week. And hopefully you guys love this so much where I can just do 2 episodes a week or an episode every day. I'm also going to invest more in equipment, probably do it in different places, have a better mic, things of that nature. But you know, all that stuff is patient, it's time. And I want everyone out there who enjoy these episodes to be patient with me. It's only going to get better, and it's only going and cream rises to the top. So that's all I got for today, guys. Tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe, share it with your friend, family, and followers. I hope everyone has a blessed holiday, a blessed Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Follow me all on my other social media handles, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. You know, I got all the links down below. You can just go to those links and subscribe to whatever. I think on my YouTube channel, I got 2 vlogs up and running. Last week, I think I'm going to be editing another Christmas vlog. I feel like this is going to be my final Christmas vlog, and I'm just going to move on to something else. I also did a live stream, not only on my gaming channel, but on my official channel. So go check that out as well. And I have content on other platforms. It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm up out of here. I will see you guys when I see you. We're going to keep these episodes consistent. And we're not going to stop uploading episodes, because it seems like it's some stuff that you want me to talk about. Oh, by the way, if there's anything you guys want me to talk about, please follow me on Twitter, DM me, or just send me a tweet and say, hey, yo, Chris, I wish you would talk more about this, talk more about that. It just seems like the highest rating episodes is relationships and women. And it seems like I should be going that way. And I'm probably going to upload an episode about relationships and women next week. So be on the lookout for that. I will talk to you guys later on. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. Outro.